So today we are, the human team is here again to talk about South African geus. I think when you hear that word, you all feel something. So let's talk about what it means in business. But we thought we would first set the scene for you. So it used to be Dutch courage, and now it's South African geus. So picture the seas of 1665. Dutch soldiers, British soldiers, some gunfire, some cannonballs, and a whole lot of Geneva, which is gin, to keep the boys' spirits up. Enter the phrase Dutch courage. So that's where Dutch courage comes from. Scroll a few hundred nautical miles south to the tip of Africa, where the seas are tough, but the entrepreneurs are even tougher. This African spirit shines from a deep-seated place of intuitive commercial trade and authentic culture. It's a human spirit that has forged its way through many battles and barters, crossed many seas and baobab trees, and has passed its success stories around voortrekker campsites, Khoisan huts, Joburg street drums, and Free State fire pots. It's called geus. A verb and a noun rolled into one. Geus is not a skill, and it's not a learned culture. It's a DNA of South Africa. It literally translates as the spirit or the soul of an act of kindness, a trade transaction, a soccer score, a rugby try, and or a night out with the boys. It's a raw readiness that's wrapped in confidence, competitive courage, and ambition. The local business makers of this small entrepreneurial country are no exception to this melting pot of commercial spirit and mindset. Of geus. So, geus. Any other examples of geus? When you think of geus, what do you think, Dean?
I would have to say, in my mind, it would be like this African braai with the family or the boys. You have like the American barbecue, but it's definitely not the same. It doesn't have the same connotation, I feel like, in my viewpoint. It doesn't have that feeling.
Mm. So there's no geus at a barbecue.
Not South African geus.
Some people say there's no geus when there's gas. Yeah. Moni, what's geus? What do you think when you hear the word geus?
I think of Francois Pienaar and Mandela for sure. I think of that day was geus rolled up into.
Gives me little goosebumps.
Oh, for sure. Right? Yeah. Even watching the movie now, I know it's not nearly the same thing, but it still makes me teary and very proud.
Albert?
I think the Soccer World Cup, if I think about, the Soccer World Cup and how people reacted to it and what type of spirit was in the nation. It felt like all divide between any cultures were just ignored completely and everybody just got together. I see smiles in the morning when people queue for taxis. That's part of me for the South African spirit or geus. I see it also around the braai, where we just take a break from life. I see, street corner people making food next to the street. I see dancing at street and robots. All sorts of acts that always happens at the robot. And then resilience as part of that geus.
For sure. I mean, I think we all know that feeling, that spirit of geus. And I think as an entrepreneur in South Africa, you won't survive unless you've got that geus. And that geus is what can make the journey so much easier, I think. So what are some geus qualities of local entrepreneurs? What do you have to have as a local entrepreneur?
Listen, geus is part of a coping mechanism as well. Make phone calls in the morning if you discuss things with clients, if you discuss stuff with your teammates. All of that depends very much on the geus that you approach it with, on the outcome, or at least the effectiveness of the outcome. I just want to go back one step here, also on the geus. I see mom entrepreneurs that sits at home, and make things and do things. I see that as a big geus. I see grandmothers cooking food You know, for extra money. Always see grandmothers for some reason making the millies on the braai. And then I see wives and moms and stuff, you know, making a living for themselves and keeping the family together, waking up early, doing things that we don't really see or appreciate that much. I know it sounds a bit off topic, but that to me all is part of the gees, which then drives entrepreneurship and drives our lives. And I believe that one of the biggest gears parts we need right now and going to need for a very long time and in a different real way is the gears of Ubuntu, you know, between each other, compassion and humility. I think that's part of the real conversation that's going to need to be have between South Africans because... Yeah.
It's interesting you say that, actually, because before we started recording, we were chatting outside and we were saying the same sort of thing. Considering our background as a country, I think we all felt when we heard the word gees that it was sort of this celebration, it was this positivity, but communally with everybody. It wasn't about an individual having success or individual group of people having success. It was as a country as having success. That for me is the gees, is when we celebrate together all as one. So it's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and what I've learned as a young South African is it's kind of the dynamic you have with your younger siblings. You don't always get along, but, you know, and there's some fighting between the two of you, but the moment an outsider comes and tries anything, South Africans can pull together. And that to me is gees. And I've seen that in the youth of South Africa. Whatever happened politically and at the universities and, you know, like I say, not all of us always get along, or we could be more respectful and more sensitive towards each other. But as soon as there's a threat to your fellow South African, we pull together like no one else can.
Oh, 100%. It's almost like we can criticize ourselves.
Yes.
Like you do not dare. Yeah. We will hit right back at you. Yeah, if you look at even closer now to the look at the first 4 to 6 weeks in lockdown, political parties came together. One message, we all sort of stood together. You know, there was so much compassion from the beginning. And the moment that there was a chain in it, a break in it, or divide started to come in immediately, all of a sudden it was just spread again. And if you look at moments like the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup, you know, I remember when Shabalala scored
that first try, yeah. First game.
That first try. Wow. I mean, I think... You know, even though Nkosi somewhere there in
Freistaat
somewhere. I mean, he must have ran out and started kissing and hugging everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you just saw this amazing, amazing thing. How the taxis came together to prevent crime. How they cleaned and well. I mean, it was just amazing. All of a sudden, all our infrastructures that we complained about all the time, all of a sudden just worked perfectly.
Mm.
I mean, if you put it into context of hosting, it was one of the best World Cup hostings. Then we did that in 1995. If you think about that moment about gees, I mean, you said about Mandela, that in that particular time, which is, I mean, now we're 25 or 26 years later, in that first year, I mean, there was this ability that we can do it, we can unite. And 25 years later, it doesn't feel like it sometimes just feels like we were better in that moment than we are sometimes now. And I think that if we have this type of conversations and when we bring other people into this conversation, where we just start talking, you know, about the basic principles of what we want to try and do to keep everybody's spirits up, and that be job employment and creation and, you know, better cohesion and working together, standing together. I saw on TikTok the other day a video of a women's march that was made from Nasrec, and it was so beautiful, and I just didn't know about it. And it felt like, you know, are we different? Are we living apart in many, many ways? You know, or is it sometimes that we have to force ourselves a little bit to look more at what's going on and get more involved. And it was, I think, something that I'm definitely going to drive it with my teammates and our clients this year.
Cool. So is there Gears in business?
Yeah, definitely. I checked up, it's the, you know, spirit, which is the virtues of compassion of humanity. You know, spirit, the spirit of how you take something. Hold on, I just want to make sure I've got the right. The prevailing or typically quality mood or attitude of a person, group, or period of time, as a noun. And I think that's the chias that we need to have, is that we wake up in the morning to be good to our customers, to really offer them great value and a good pricing structure, to back up our promises and our service to our best of our ability. And then if we need to look at ourselves and improve, then we do. If we have to adapt to try and lead in our little circle here, and the people we work with and clients we work with, for how we want South Africa to be better. So to make that physical start here in our offices, and then hopefully influence other people to follow suit, to think that small things can make a difference. I think that's part of the gears, is that a step that you take today is a big difference. We don't always have to do it in giant leaps, and sometimes to take it step by step. And then the gears of your teammates, and I think that that gears of wanting to together as a company do something great. I'm particularly very fortunate to have that in this office.
So basically, gears is about doing good business. It's about being proud of the business you do.
Yeah, you know, we, it's that when one man can make a difference type of theory. Mm. If you go back into historic moments, one man can make a huge difference. We have it very, very much in our own country, in our own history books. And I think that we as a company have now said, what is our footprint? And our footprint is you know, in support structure. So what I mean is that I've started to look at the business to say it's not just the people that we necessarily have in our company, but also what other parts of service providers, people that we work with, clients that we represent, and then looking at that bigger footprint. And then we're like, okay, we're a small business, but actually we represent roughly 1,200 employment numbers across, and then support structures to those families. So, I mean, one little business, small business, can make an absolute huge difference in the economy, in the way that people see life, in the way that we live and work together. And I think that that's the confidence that we've got.
So we'd say that's South African gears, or gears in business, is also about having ambition. Because the one thing we do have as South Africans is we are quite competitive, and we do have a lot of ambition, and we do want to be number one. Even though we're really a small country in population comparison to a lot of the world.
We are so proud of South Africa, all South Africans. And that's why I hate it when we divide them, you know, whether it's people or media or whatever, when they divide us, because we want South Africa to be this wonderful nation, you know, and we're so proud that that's going to be a big part of the ambition, you know, and that where I have completely got gears from is I listen to people in conversations that normally gets filtered out of conversation on social media and platforms. And when you start having that type of conversations with people in different positions, different races, different color, different opinions in business, different life views, different value systems. When you start engaging with people from all sorts of criteria and humans and businesses, it's just amazing for me what comes out of that. And even a competitor, if I see a competitor being greatly in spirit and wanting to do good, I just love it. I'm almost like, you can give them the business, there's no problem. Mm. My competitive side says, I'm going to go and grab that, but I'm even happy, you know, that there's a part of the economy that I also believe in.
Yeah, and here's in South African business, it's, to me, it's almost the approach. Here's the approach. You can identify a fellow South African immediately. And I mean, we are a country that still does business deals with a handshake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you feel that person shares the gears. So that in itself is a confidence thing. The fact that you have so much faith in your fellow South African and the gears, you share that gears, that you're still willing to do a handshake deal.
Yeah, it's also about courage, I think. If I think of South African spirit, there's a lot of courage in it.
Let's create an African dream scenario where we can wake up in the morning with some hope and then start taking action towards helping us, you know, do business more freely, more openly. And we are more than happy to do our part in a more inclusive type of economy as a business in South Africa.